This is Midnight Movie Nights number 2 for Saturday, February 1st, 2014. Origin Stories. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that Franken Cat.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Well, this is our little podcast, and we've got a little something special prepared for you tonight. We did our first podcast last week, and we got some pretty awesome feedback almost immediately. It was just wow, thank you. I'm just so happy that people made it to the end, and then to get positive feedback, and my gosh, we were how high on life were we last weekend?
A lot. I mean, it was unexpected.
It was amazing. I'm flabbergasted right now. What was it, within like an hour of posting it, we already had a little bit of fan art and and a new theme song. Like, it's just amazing. Thank you so much. Judge Funky Boy, he created a theme song for us, and Mr. Brad Raven did a little logo fan art for us, and
both of those are great.
Yeah, just absolutely blown away, and all of the positive feedback that we've gotten so far, and frankly, going back, and I didn't even listen to it until about 12 to 14 hours later. It was just one of those things where we had so many false starts that it was just both of us felt good about it, so we just threw it together and put it out there, called it number one, even though it was more like number 40. No, I don't think we actually made it to double digits, but yeah, we did have a couple of false starts, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Yeah, that's going to be our special segment more towards the end. We're going to call it, the Evolution of a Pod? Sound good to you?
Yeah, or, you know, like Midnight Movies First Class.
Midnight Movie Night's Origins. Yeah, so, again, thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you for the feedback. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And, do we have a Twitter for it?
We do. We do. Movie Nights Pod, @ Movie Nights Pod. MoVieKnights Pod. Yep, good call. See, that's, yeah, just,
you know, follow at some point. Why not?
And yeah, let's jump into the segments. First on the list, what's news with yous?
What's news with yous?
Well, in the post-podcast high that followed on Sunday, I decided to be rather irresponsible financially. And no, it wasn't upgrading my podcasting equipment, even though it should have been. And yes, I mean three when I say this. I don't mean four. I mean three. I finally bought a PlayStation 3. And a few games to go along with it, one of them being Injustice: Gods Among Us. I've been curious about this game for a while because you get to play as the superheroes from the DC universe, and me, I'm a huge fan of Superman. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Batman, but it's all about soups in my book. Yeah, I even have Superman pajamas. Yes, Superman pajamas.
Yes, I have tried to turn you to the Dark Knight side.
Ooh. I love the bat. I absolutely love the bat. But there's just something about Superman, you know, like the no compromise, let's face it, like
He's a Boy Scout.
yeah, he is. But he's an awesome Boy Scout. That was actually one of his nicknames in Smallville.
In
Just
the
saying,
TV show?
yeah, they called him Boy Scout.
Wow.
They're kind of little like Teen Titans Justice League type group that they had got together with Cyborg. Watchtower was actually represented. Aquaman.
These in the later seasons because I've never seen this show.
Well, yeah, but yeah. It's more. It was before he donned the cape. But yeah, and Green Arrow was there. And I think he was supposed to be Impulse, Bart Allen. He was I don't think he was supposed to be the Flash. I think he was supposed to be Impulse. And I don't know enough about the comics to distinguish between the two, but
Did you say Bart Allen or
yes.
Barry Allen?
No, it was Bart. I think he's
Bart
like
Allen?
supposed to be Barry's nephew.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I don't think he was supposed to be the Flash. I think he was Impulse. But again, I don't know enough about the comics to really properly.
Yeah, my knowledge of the history of the Flash is limited. I only know Barry Allen, Wally West, to an extent, but
Well, there was actually something really, really funny that they did in Smallville when we first met Bart. I do remember his name was Bart. When we first met Bart, he had like a whole bunch of like false IDs and everything, and one of them was Barry Allen, one of them was Wally West. It was like all the
Oh,
names of the
nice.
Flash and everything, and like they were just like fake IDs and or stolen driver's licenses. I can't remember, but yeah, it's so I thought that was pretty funny, a nice little nod, but. Anyway, so yeah, this game, Injustice: Gods Among Us, I loved the idea of it. I had downloaded the iPhone game, and I had played that for a while, and certain members of my family were making fun of me because I would just be sitting there like pounding on my phone as hard as I could, trying to just like here, I'll hold my phone up to the microphone. Hopefully this isn't too annoying, but they would just hear like. See, I can't even do it that fast anymore. Like I was like,
Is one question. Is the screen intact on your phone?
Yes. And my sister was actually teaching. She's like, you can't break your phone.
Yeah, your phone screen is not covered in spider webs, right?
No, my phone screen is intact. Anyway, so just really, I had a blast with the iPhone game. I had wanted to buy a PlayStation 3 just for this game, but it's kind of like, okay, it's really silly when the PlayStation 4 is going to be coming out soon and everything. And I told myself as soon as I had an opportunity to buy a PlayStation 4, I would. And I don't know. I was just I saw DuckTales remastered at Target and everything. I thought that was cool. And Disney Infinity was on sale the night before, and so I picked that up for the Wii. And I hooked my Wii up and found out like there's something either wrong with my Wii or the cable's going bad or whatever. And so I hadn't opened Disney Infinity yet. And when I just decided, you know what? I'm just gonna get the PlayStation 3. I'll exchange this. I'll pick up DuckTales because I used to love that game so much. And then I saw Injustice: Gods Among Us when I was kind of already planning on picking that up too because I've just been so curious about the game. So, yeah, I bought the PlayStation. Started playing Injustice: Gods Among Us. Oh my gosh, the story in that game is so insanely cool. Like, if you like anything, I mean, I've only read some of the comics, but I've watched a lot of the Batman. I've like watched almost everything Batman, and I was a major fan of the animated series when I was growing up and everything. Just wow. It's so cool. And yeah, I am starting to read the comics now, but anyone who reads comics knows there's just no way you can read it all.
No, there's
It's
no way.
just insane. But yeah, the story in this game is just so awesome. It just completely blew me away, and so I'm having a blast playing the game.
Well, just your enthusiasm makes me almost want to get back into gaming because, I'm still rocking a PS2 and it's got one game in it that's been in there for like the past 5 years.
I still have my PS2 as well, but I hadn't. I mean, it took me until after the PlayStation 4 to come out before I finally bought a PlayStation 3. I'm not a gamer, but it's just one of those things. I had been so curious about it. Yeah, and I've had my Wii in this apartment for 1.5 years, and I just hooked it up for the first time, last Saturday night, right before we did the podcast.
Now, was there a Wii in Justice Gods Among Us game?
No, there wasn't. If there was, I would have owned it a long time ago. I don't remember if it was on the Wii U. There was something that I was hoping was on the Wii, but it only ended up coming out on the Wii U. But yeah. Awesome video game. If you have a system capable of playing it, I highly recommend it. It's now $10 cheaper over at Target, which is way better than that other place.
The unhappiest place?
The unhappiest place. What's news with yous?
The unhappiest place.
I know, I was trying to transition into it.
Scaring the people in the unhappiest place on earth.
How'd you scare him?
Well, as you know, I've been working two jobs, my regular job and at the unhappiest place on earth. I guess the past couple of days I've been working too much. And, I've been scheduled to work during the day for that place, my regular job, at night, overnight. And then they wanted me to come back in first thing in the morning. Well, apparently, I was tired when I got off work this morning at my regular job. I got ready, I got showered, cleaned, presentable. I kind of fell asleep, and I woke up late. And I woke up, and I was, how you panic? Oh, damn, I'm late. Raced into work up there at the unhappiest place on earth. Walked in the building, and I didn't notice it at first. I passed a few people, and they kind of looked at me. Kind of weird. How someone looks at you kind of weird, like, oh, what the fuck? And but I was like, okay, I'm a little late. That's expected. I passed a few more people. I clocked in, put my bag away in my locker, and walked into the area in the back. And I mean, even before, I mean, it seemed like even before I walked up to the first person, there were like three people looking at me saying, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, what? Okay, and I knew I was tired. I mean, I was damn tired. But they started freaking out. They were like, you need to sit down. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you're pale.
But
I mean, they said, you're pale. They said, you look like you're about to fall down. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of tired. I feel like I'm going to I could use a sit.
So
But then,
you were just like all flushed?
apparently,
Interesting.
I was like, like I said, I knew I was tired. It's just, and this was the second time in the same week that I'd worked, I guess, almost 24 hours straight.
Wow.
And I guess about a month ago at my primary job, I kind of got the same way. And they got to the point that where they were so concerned, they were like, when you go home, you need to call us or text us to make sure that you get home because
Oh, wow.
we don't think you're gonna make it home.
Oh,
And I
I
only live like
remember. I
5 miles away.
just.
What?
Awkward silence.
Yeah, you were gonna say something. I didn't want to step over
No,
you
no,
again.
no, no. It's your turn. I was just gonna say that I remember you mentioning that before, and yeah, you were working pretty dang hard.
And yeah, I guess it finally, went over into this, into the unhappiest place on earth. And it was, I mean, I swear, I had not stepped 1 foot into the back room when these people were looking at me. And this is kind of, it's a dimly lit room. I mean, it's not completely dark back there, but it's not as bright as stepping onto the floor of the store.
So
But,
when they
these
say that
people,
you're pale,
yeah.
yeah, you must have been like full on Casper.
Yeah, I was Ghost Kitty.
Wow.
And it really, that's when it concerned me because I wasn't thinking, like I said, I knew I was tired. I knew I was kind of late. And I get kind of paranoid and stressed out because, I'm late. I don't like being late.
Well, who does?
I'm just that way. I don't like being late. I'm a worker. That's what I do. But when, some of these hardcore workers back there, these guys are like, "Holy shit!" I thought they were gonna shoot me in the head or something because they thought I was a zombie.
The zombie apocalypse has started.
And it starts with
Run!
the cat. That fracking cat.
That
But they were like, "Yeah, you gotta sit down. We're gonna call some management back here." I'm like, "Is it that damn serious?"
Wow.
Because I hadn't seen myself. Except, I don't even think I saw myself when I, fixed my hair and brushed my teeth. I was just in such a rush to get ready. It becomes an automatic thing. I just, fix my hair a certain way, put a gel in it. Brush my teeth, get dressed, I go. And there have been a few days that I've driven to work and I don't remember driving up there. It scares me. But today was just that kind of weird to frighten all these people up there when they were like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And it scared me. And I was, I was fine with everything, with the exception of being tired. I was okay
Yeah,
with everything.
you're just walking in and you're just like, all right, yeah, I'm tired, but what the frack, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, why is everyone so concerned?
And that's when I
Do I
got
look that
scared and they
bad?
said, "You're so pale." And
And
you know me,
you're not a not a, I can speak. You're not a light-skinned fellow.
No. So when someone comes up to me and they've got this frightened look on their face and they tell me that I'm pale and I see a pale look on their face just from looking at me, I get scared and then I get worse. So
I just have to ask because of my current the current book that I'm reading. You haven't met anyone named Vlad Tepes, have you?
Vlad. Vlad. No, I haven't met
You may
anyone.
know him as, Count
Vlad since
Dracula. He's from this
the
little place called
17th century?
Transylvania.
Oh yeah, dude, like the party, right? I am kind of old, you know. 278. Wow.
278, not 37.
Not in a row. But yeah, that was my day. I finally said, you know what? Okay, I'm not gonna end up making the day. And my stepdad was in the area, so I called him and said, come by and pick me up.
All right. Well, you don't sound pale at the moment.
No,
I
I've
don't know
fine
what
'cause
pale would sound like, but you sound like you're okay.
yeah, when I finally got home, I went to sleep, and I do feel better. But it's just working so much, getting a couple hours of sleep a day.
It'll catch up with you.
Yeah, and it did. And to be fair, they have had me on like a set schedule, and I've usually had Saturday and Sunday off, but today was just kind of odd that they called me in, and well, they put my schedule in early in the morning. Well, it's just to cover for Super Bowl weekend. Sorry, that big game weekend.
Are we not allowed to say, the bowl of goodness?
I don't know. I don't want to risk it because, they're so screwed
I
up with
don't think
everything.
it's like the crazy litigious, Olympics. I think they actually realize that saying the name of the event is actually, promotion. Although I would argue that everyone who has a chance of even listening to us already knows about
Okay.
the event, and
Well, I'd
that
rather
this
promote the
is
Stanley Cup.
going to be released after. Because we've got a movie to watch tonight, and I actually want to try my hand at editing and creating like a proper master, and then I'll send that off to you, and yeah, so we'll hope we might get it out before the big game. We'll see.
Okay.
But let's move on to our next segment. Save it for the pod. And this might turn into a little bit of a rant. There's a certain
Okay.
company that I'm not very happy with at the moment. So, you might ask, what can Brown do for you? Well, for me, they can do absolutely nothing. I'm not giving them any more business. I was already a little mad at the company because of an employee. That works there, that just did something really bad and hurt someone very important to me. But this person's just an employee, one of thousands,
Yeah, they have a
many,
lot of people.
I don't even know how many people they employ, but there's definitely well over 1,000, probably hundreds of thousands. But yeah, so I'm not going to hold it against an entire company just because of one person.
I would, but that's
Well,
me.
yeah, but still, so last week I sent you a package. You clearly got the package. It's tonight's movie was included in it, as well as your copy of Cryptozoic Man number one.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. They did a
Thank you
really good
much.
job on that book. But But yeah, so I sent that out to you, and I put it in two little bubble mailers. And the only reason why I did that is because I figured that would be the most economical way to ship it to you. I was wrong. I was very wrong. The guy behind the counter told me 20, and I was like, okay, yeah, 10 each, not bad. All right, whatever. Gave the guy my card. I looked at the receipt the other day. It was over $40.
What?
Right? The guy told me 20. I didn't realize he was saying 20 each. If you're gonna say.
Those
It was less
envelopes?
than a pound. They weren't even like. They were 8.5 by 11 envelopes.
They weren't even that big envelopes.
And they were less than a pound. $40 to ship less than a pound. Yeah, I made the mistake of putting it in two different envelopes. I'm sorry. I didn't want to have any chance of the comic book getting, damaged.
Yeah.
So I put it in a separate envelope to where, and wrote "Do not bend" across it and like everything.
And you know what happened? I saw that where you wrote "Do not bend." I saw "Do not" in words under a label. You
Yeah,
don't know
this
that,
is
do you?
not making me any happier about this. I'm sorry. UPS, you're fired. I'm going to FedEx or the Postal Service.
You're
I'm never
fired.
using stupid brown anymore. 'Cause you know
Oh
what?
my
You know what brown
God, I
is?
can't believe they charge you that
Shit
much.
is the color of brown. And that's what UPS is. UPS is shit. The universal parcel shit.
Nice.
I'm done with them.
God, I didn't know it cost that much. What can brown do for you? Stain shit. That's what they can do.
Brown can go down the toilet. I'm so done with them. I don't.
Brown go down the hole.
Brown go down the Yeah. Nice Tiny Toons reference. Very, very good. So what have you been saving for the pod?
I was hesitant about listening to the last podcast because I don't like the sound of my voice. I've never liked the sound of my voice.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I don't like the sound of your voice either.
And yeah,
No,
totally.
I'm kidding. I don't
See?
like the sound of my voice.
It was good. But I've never liked it. But hearing myself on a podcast and hearing knowing that it's out there, it really scared the hell out of me. But I finally listened and I'm like, okay. It sounds all right, hearing myself. And I realized that I do have things that I want to say, and I've never actually used my voice. I mean, you know this, more than anyone.
Well,
I'm not someone who talks. I am.
yeah, for the longest time it was hard to just get you to talk in the first place. I mean, our first co we'll get into this a little bit later, but our first couple attempts at recording the podcast, you went silent for long periods of time and it got very awkward.
And we've had, and we mentioned, I am the Silent Bob to your Jay.
Definitely.
But listening to last week, I'm like, okay, I haven't said anything. I've never used my voice, but now I'm actually using it. I do have things I want to say. I want to start talking more because, this is a an actual form that we could use to just
Yeah.
say anything, just talk about anything. And for the past few years, we've talked.
Yeah, and the podcast is still evolving, and it's funny that you say that you're the Silent Bob to my Jay, because after listening to it, I realized Yeah, I got a bit of a potty mouth. I didn't count the number of times I said fuck, but it was quite a few.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I must have such a potty mouth. I never realized it.
Well, it's just, I'm so comfortable talking with you and like recording a podcast with you is just like I'm talking to one of my buddies. I'm letting my guard down and everything and
Well, that's what you're
yeah.
supposed to be, right? I mean, just forget it. It's
Exactly,
flowing.
exactly. I mean, you know, like that original intro that we were doing where I'd be like, you know, like we're both pretty big fans. Wow, I flubbed that one. We're both pretty big fans of Kevin Smith and you know, he gave his fans some homework. Grab a buddy and record a podcast, he says. You know, like all of that. I mean, you remember when I was doing that.
But I like that. That was fun.
Yeah, but yeah.
But that's what I've realized this week. I didn't listen to it when he first sent it to me, but when it first even dropped.
I don't think either of us were ready to. You know, it's just, I mean, like, it was, at least for me, I mean, and I know you were right there with me. Like, we were talking the entire time. It's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we did it, we did it, we did it, oh my God! As I.
Finally put it out there, and I think it was the other day I told you that I finally listened to it, and I was like, I was actually okay with hearing myself speak.
It's funny how fast you get used to it.
And I know it's not going to be much different now, but I think over time it's going to evolve, and I like that. I like the fact that I'm actually going to start speaking and talking, enunciating my words where I sound like I'm a coherent person who knows what they're talking about, or at least bullshitting their way through it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I love the fact that I can finally stay silent for about, you know, at least 30 seconds and not have to worry. It's great, you know. I think both of us have come a long way since we first started trying to do this. I was only about one step better than you. And
No, I
it's
think you're
just
about.
because I've done this before, you know, grand total of 4 episodes before that previous podcast imploded, but you know, I had a little bit of experience going into it, you know, but not much. And
Well, that's what I've always admired about you, though. I mean, you have the ability to speak and, talk to people. I'm not good at that, and that's. I didn't really want to bring up the Smodco love, but
oh God, did we have a lot of it?
people talk about Walt Flanagan, and he doesn't speak to anyone, and I totally relate to Walt Flanagan because I don't know someone, I'm not going to talk to him right off the bat. When you first introduce me to somebody, I'm not going to say, "Hey, well, how's it going? How are you doing? How's your family? Who are you?" I will clam up.
You're the typical introvert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to get to know someone first. And there's been rare occasions where I, have just like totally started talking to somebody.
It just takes a little bit of time for you to get comfortable because you know, you say that I have the ability to do that, but yeah, I'm pretty introverted myself. I just got used to, you know, putting myself out there, and you know, it just comes with time.
Yeah, and I think that it's kind of therapeutic that I do this because I'm starting to find out that I'm finding out that I can actually talk to people, even in the unhappiest place on earth. I'm starting to become more outgoing. I mean, after all this time, after all these years, I'm finally starting to become more outgoing, where I can, talk to a stranger, go up to them and say, "Hey, what's up?"
That's awesome. I'm proud of you.
Hooray! The feline can speak.
Did you ever just get to that point where you just had to ask yourself, who cares?
All the time.
Yeah.
Who does care?
I'll tell you who cares. The doctor cares. That's right. Yet another attempt at a transition. This is our Doctor Who segment. Who cares?
We love the doctor.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. We are definitely Whovians.
Even without, even though the new season hasn't started yet.
Ah, but
talk about
yeah.
The doctor.
Oh, yes, we are, because this week, BBC unveiled 12's new costume. Or, as I've been saying all week, 13's new costume. Why do I keep doing that? I keep calling 12 13. I suppose it has to do with the War Doctor and everything, but yeah. So there's that flub, but we now know what 12's costume is going to look like. If you had to pick a favorite part of it, what would you say?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Hmm.
Who else am I talking to? Ha, who?
Let's see. I like the jacket.
The jacket is
pretty
cool.
Because if you see it
cool.
kind of flipped up as it is in the picture.
It looks like it's a reversible jacket.
Yeah, it's got that little flash of red inside.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The blue on red? Hey, who else has blue on red and it's pretty awesome? Yeah. Pretty awesome hero.
So he's got that going for him. I like his shoes. What are those? Some
Dude,
kind of boots?
That's exactly what I was going to point out. They look to me like they are like classic Doc Martens.
And
the
I've
doctor
heard that on the,
is wearing Docs. How cool is that?
I've seen that on the internet. And some people are like, it's not Docs. And other people
They're
are
not?
Like, yes, it is.
They look like Docs to me.
That's what it looked like to me.
And it's just funny if the doctor's wearing Docs. I'm sorry. They better be Docs. I know that there's other shoes that have that kind of style, but I look at those and I think Doc Martens. And honestly, I kind of wish I still had a pair. That may need to be my next impulse buy, even though Amazon.com did have a PlayStation 4 in stock. I can't buy one right after getting the PlayStation 3, but hey, that's a couple segments ago. Now we're focusing on
the doctor.
Yep. 12's costume. And I love that little thing that he's doing with his finger and everything. It just you know what it looks like? It actually kind of looks like he's doing like the silence like finger thing. It's kind of weird, but I just saw that. It's a little strange. But yeah, he looks like he's going to be an intense doctor.
I know, and I like it.
Yep.
And way back when they said that there was going to be a new doctor, and it was finally announced who it was, I think I was one of the first people who was like, okay, we know who the doctor is, but how is he going to dress?
Exactly.
And I think I like this.
What's his Sonic going to look like? That's the next question. I mean, is he going to carry over 11's Sonic? Or is he going to...
I hope not.
Yeah, he need.
I like the 11th Doctor Sonic, but with this new Doctor and the way he looks, there's got to be an attitude with the Sonic.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
11th just doesn't fit with the 12th.
I would definitely agree with you on that.
And you gotta look at the doctor and his costumes throughout the years. I mean, what do you think compared to this doctor, the new doctor, and the doctors 1 through 12 or 11, however you see it.
I can really only comment on 9 through 11. There and the War Doctor, but I haven't really watched much of the original series, like the past episodes. It's just there's too many, and I'm very obsessive when it comes to watching shows. I love watching them in broadcast order, and so until the those 100 episodes that were just recently rediscovered, until they're released, I'm kind of saving it so that I can power through all. Yeah, it's gonna take me a long time, but I really do want to watch them in order. It's just this weird thing that I do. I know you don't necessarily need to, because they're all kind of self-contained, and they don't do these, at least not until fairly recently. They haven't done like whole season arcs and everything, and even when they do the whole season arcs, it's part of it, and having that context, does help, but you don't necessarily need it. Each episode does stand on its own. So, I don't know that much about the first eight doctors.
Well, just to put it out there, the fourth doctor is an awesome doctor.
That's what I hear. That's what
The
I hear.
hat,
And
the scarf.
from what I have seen, I'm pretty sure of the old doctors, four is probably going to be my favorite, 'cause I've seen a little bit here and there of each of them. But yeah. Yep.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Oh.
The new season.
Oh
I'm not
yeah.
sure when it starts, but I'll watch.
It's not supposed to start until later in the year. Yep, we're gonna have to wait. But in the meantime, we could tell an origin story.
From the beginning?
Well, our origin story.
Okay. Like Wolverine, right? Snick,
Yeah,
snick.
kind of. Yeah, so one of the things, one of the pieces, or one of the questions that came up more than once after we released the first podcast last week, was if we were gonna do our own like commentary tracks, for the movies that we watch. That was actually our original idea.
Those were fun times.
The very first attempt that we had at a podcast, we were attempting to do like a Mystery Science Theater, riff tracks type commentary, just because we've been watching movies. We've been doing Skype movie nights for years. I mean, it started way back, when we first met, back in the unfiltered chat room, for the Twit network. That's how we became friends. One day I was in there, and I saw this guy that I'd seen before, and but never really talked to. I see this guy, with the nickname Felix, arrive in the room, and it's just like, Felix, like the cat, So I thought I was being cute, and I tossed a, I did like a little emote, the slash me, and I was like, slash me throws, a mousey across the room. And this freaking goofball over here does, a slash me, and says like pounces, I think it was. And oh my God, this guy played along. That's so funny. Right? And so that just kind of became our thing. We didn't really even talk at first. It was just kind of like, he would show up, and because I was always on my computer, I'm a software developer by trade, and I would leave the chat open, and
And I'm a moron by trade. Just shows up
it
in chat rooms.
yeah, so and I would see him arrive, and I would toss a mousie or a fishy or whatever across the room, and he would pounce, and then we started talking. We became friends, and there were a bunch of us that did Skype calls, and we all talked and everything, and yeah, it was great. And then there was this other group that I was part of, and we had just done a movie night, and I was thinking, that would be a lot of fun with the unfiltered group, and I'm pretty sure I was the one who suggested it. And we tried to get one going, and it never happened. And then, I previously mentioned that, I did a podcast before, made it to about 4 episodes before it imploded, and I had set up a IRC and everything for that, and we had a small following, and one night we were talking on Skype, or no, we were talking in the chat, and the movie nights, doing a movie night was brought up again, so we did one. And that was 2010, did we agree?
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
so.
it had to have been 2010 because I know the first one happened after my ex and I. Whoa, getting a lot of noise back over there. My ex and I were separated at the time, and so yeah, that would have been 2010. Probably October, maybe early November. Does that timeline sound about right to you? Hello, Kitty.
Yeah, that's about when it happened. That's when actually, that's when I went out there to California and visited that crazy place, which was
Yeah, that
fun, right?
was yeah, that was the last week of November, if I remember right. It was Thanksgiving weekend, but we had done the movie night just before that, so yeah, we did the Skype movie night, and we did a couple more kind of on and off, and last year, or no, not wow, more than a year and a half ago now, after my big breakup, we started doing it every week, and it just became our thing. We did movie nights, and we really started cracking each other up. And so when Kevin Smith, and as I've previously mentioned, we're both pretty big fans of, he assigned homework to his fans to record a podcast, because he just, it's a pretty amazing thing when you actually release one, and I think it makes sense to both of us why he assigns that homework to his friends. It's it or to his friends. Yeah. Hey, look at that. We're his friends now. His fans.
Hey, sup, Kev? Sup, Kev?
Hey, I made Jay Muse laugh, and you were there to
To
witness
witness
it.
that.
Yeah, that was awesome. We
He can't actually say that we went to the Smog Castle.
Yes, we did. We have pictures to prove it. And while we were waiting out front, Jay Muse came out, talked to everyone,
And
waiting in
surprised the
line.
hell out of me.
How
Dude was
so?
running up and down the street going crazy.
Well, yeah, that's Muse. Why did that surprise you? That's
Because I didn't
everything
know who
that.
the hell this guy was. This guy, I was in California,
Yeah, but I mean,
standing on the
you
street.
recognize. Yeah, but you recognized Muse, but like.
Not at first, until he started walking past me. I was like, oh shit, that's Jason Mewes. That's not some homeless guy just running up and down the street going crazy. It's like, oh shit, this fucking Jason Mewes.
Yep.
And he was like holding up his phone. Look at my dog. I'm not working as your dog. Take my money. Don't rob me. I'm sorry. I'm here to watch a podcast. Don't rob me. I'm out of town.
Hello,
but it was
Tangent.
A fun night, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was fun.
Anyway, so
he only got 50 of my buck. You know, he only got $50. That's all I had.
Well, it was a ton of fun, but so yeah, I kind of lost my place. But yeah. We've been doing movie nights every week, and yeah, so when and we were cracking each other up, you know, having, you know, just having a blast, you know, just friends that like watching movies
comedy.
And yeah, and we talk to each other while we're doing it, and you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So when Kevin Smith assigned homework to his fans to record a podcast, both of us were kind of like, let's do it. This is, you know, we've already got this thing where, you know, we crack each other up. We think that we're funny as hell. So, you know, like, why don't we record it and try and put it out there? And so that was the original idea, was to do commentary tracks.
Yeah, we're doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Let's record it.
Yeah, so, we finally actually, you know, God, we talked about it for months. I mean, we talked about it for at least 3 months before we tried to do it for the first time, right? Maybe
right.
Even longer. But I want to say it was November when we finally tried for the first time. And we found out very quickly that...
Yeah, that was with Vulgar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, we made a terrible choice in first movie to do it with. Neither of us had seen the movie before. We didn't know quite what we were in for.
I think that's what I told you. I thought, you know, this is a movie we've never seen, and it'll be fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
the idea
did,
was sound, right?
Yeah, we did specifically pick Vulgar because neither of us had ever seen it before. And again, it does come from the Smodco family, and so we figured, hey, you know, this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be, you know, like, it's, you know, there's gonna be plenty of stuff for us to laugh and be silly with, and wow. You know, the movie was just no. I think I spent. It's a jaw-dropping movie. It's an awesome flick, but it just was not the right choice for us to try and record our first commentary track on. We should have gone with something safe that both of us. We should have gone with Dogma. Let's face it.
Yeah, Dogma or Clerks or something like that. It's just vulgar. No.
Yeah.
I mean, props to Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
What
Tell him, Steve
it,
Dave. Wow. That was a hell of a movie.
Yeah. Not the first movie to go with on a podcast. No.
Yeah. And we tried it maybe like one or two times after that, didn't we? And then we decided, okay, this just isn't working. So we decided to change up the format. And I don't remember if it was me or if it was you, but one of us came up with the idea of, okay, we'll pick a movie, we'll talk about what we know about that movie before we watch it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards, because, you know, no one really wants to listen to us talking over a movie. So we thought, at least, you know, having the question about that, you know, come up, you know, that was kind of interesting, but trust me.
Yeah, because we had done that before.
Yeah, and well.
But it was just us listening to it.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it just it didn't make for a good podcast. It just didn't work. So we decided to change up the format, and like I said, we would talk about, we would pick a movie, talk about what we knew about it before, watch it, and then talk about it afterwards. And we didn't learn our lesson the first time. We again went with a movie that neither of us had seen, but it was being talked about on what was it, Smodcast? And so we decided, hey, let's watch this. That way, both of us can actually listen to this pod that we want to listen to. So our first attempt at the new format was The Dirties, a movie about a hypothetical school shooting, which, again, that was a crazy movie. I don't know if I could watch it again, but it was awesome. It was really, really awesome. But
yeah,
I just don't.
Was good.
Yeah, I just don't think I can watch that movie again. It's a powerful movie, and again, our first crack at a new format, and we picked the wrong movie for it. Just didn't work, and I think we tried that a couple of times again too. And we eventually got it to the point where it evolved into the current format, where we came up with a couple of segments. The first one was Save It for the Pod. In fact, that's what we almost called it, but we'd kind of liked the Midnight Movie Nights before.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original name for like the commentary track idea. And then, Save It for the Pod was just something that I do remember this one. You came up with that one.
I just like the sound of it because...
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
And, as you go through the week, well, us, you think of something that's something good, and you want to, I want to talk to you about it.
Well, yeah, and how many
this
times
would be something that would be cool for other people to hear.
Yeah, and how many times a day do we text message each other?
I'm glad I have an unlimited plan on text messages.
Yeah, I don't even know if. Yeah, it's a lot. We talk a lot. And so getting something, if we were to start talking about it during the week, the idea of Save It for the Pod, that was just awesome.
I would imagine there's a lot of topics that are lost just in text messages that we've talked about.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, so that became our first segment. And then pretty sure I came up with Who Cares, because again, both of us big fans of Doctor Who, so we wanted to integrate that somehow. And then we wanted to keep it movie themed, and so we would add, hey, we just crossed the 1 hour mark. Look at that.
Nice.
Hey. And the squirrel. The final original segment was the flick pick, where we would talk about our movie, and we've tried this format a couple of times, and yeah, finally last week we last week was interesting because that was the first time that we actually didn't pick a movie beforehand. We usually do that. In fact, we almost always pick a movie beforehand. It's just last week.
Yeah, that was the weird thing.
The week leading up to last Saturday was just, for me, it was an insane week. a lot going on personally and professionally, and I just didn't put any thought into it. And I know there was stuff going on for you, and like I said, usually we pick a movie beforehand, so that we can talk about it a little bit. But it was just kind of fun last week, just being like, all right, let's just do it, let's see what we come up with.
Yeah, if we do it
And
live, do it
yeah,
live.
exactly. But yeah, so those were the three original segments, and then this week we decided to add one more, the what's news with yous, and just thought that was a funny title, kind of nice, even though we're talking to each other all the time. It kind of is a little bit of an outgrowth of Save It for the Pod, but a little more directed and just more personal, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and
Maybe we'll merge them. I don't know. We're still
well,
figuring it out.
I think it's because that we do, most of the week we do talk in text, and we never actually talk.
I mean,
So
yeah, well,
I think it's
we have
good that we do
conversations,
actually
but we
talk.
don't, we don't actually, like, there's nothing audible about it. It's not sustained. It's not synchronous. That's what it is. It's very asynchronous.
It's always just text that we talk, and
Yeah, and if I'm at work and I'm working on something, I'll ignore it. And unless I, need a little bit of a break, or if it's, something, pretty quick, or maybe it's in the middle of the day, and you're not working at the unhappiest place on earth, and you're actually sleeping for once, it doesn't always follow in real time. So, sometimes it's nice to just have something that we can have a quick conversation about, and we usually do have a conversation before we start recording. And oh God, I wish I had recorded our conversation from tonight, just for posterity's sake, not to ever release. I mean, that was a good conversation. I wish I had recorded it. But so yeah, that's we're kind of we're in the experimental phase. We're trying to figure out the podcast, and
Well, like any podcast, that's what they do, they.
yep. So that's our current roundup. What's news with yous? Save it for the pod. Who cares? And Flick Pit. And there's also, kind of we're figuring for the first few episodes, we have the what's this? And where we do what we're doing right now, kind of just I guess talk about what we're doing. Figure it out. Give a little background, and like I said,
Seeing where
evolution of a
things go.
pod.
Yes.
But with that said, now that we know that we're over the 1 hour mark, which wow, okay, let's move on to the flick pick.
Flick pick.
Flick
Flick
pick.
pick. Flick pick.
Flick pick.
Flick pick.
I've been doing a lot of talking. Why don't you take this one?
Okay, flick pick. Despicable Me.
Okay, we did this in the wrong order, and I didn't know
Oh.
this at the time. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just cutting in. I'm like, why don't you take this? And then I just take right over.
Okay, just
Now
going
you
through the
know why the
thing here.
previous podcast didn't work. I had wanted to watch Despicable Me 2, and I didn't know at the time that you had never seen Despicable Me. And so you rented the sequel before you'd even seen the original, just so that because I wanted to watch it. That's how good of a friend he is, ladies and gentlemen. He
Yes, and
watches
this
things
is.
out of order just to make his friend happy. What a guy, what a guy. I'm gonna have to find an applause, little sound effect.
This is where I was going to go with this too.
Shutting up. We'll see how long it lasts. Dude, you have
But
to
all of a
speak.
sudden, you left. Left me all of a sudden, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, I've never seen Despicable Me. Thinking back, probably, I'm pretty sure I watched it when it came out on video. But I was like, whatever. I never watched it.
Yeah, well, okay, so basically the idea was we're telling our origin story tonight. Let's just full on go with the theme. Let's get into Gru's origin story. You've already
Yeah.
seen Despicable Me 2 at this point. And dude, you so fell in love with the minions. I almost called them the onions. What?
I know. Banana.
Yeah, let me just type up some show
Banana.
notes on my Babel computer.
Banana.
Yeah, the minions rock. So yeah, tonight we are going to be watching Despicable Me, or as yeah, we've been jokingly calling it Gru's origin story. Yeah.
Because why not?
Well, okay, it's a hilarious movie. I've already seen it many, many times, and your copy of Despicable Me, this is the last thing that I have shipped from UPS. So, there we go. A little bit of well, it's not quite full circle. I'd have to tie it into Injustice Gods Among Us somehow for it to be full circle, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Banana?
Banana. Oh, by the
Banana?
way, got a little question for you.
Banana?
What's Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Banana?
Banana.
Banana!
There'll be plenty of bananas in the movie. What do you say? Should we get to the movie?
Of course.
All
And we're gonna have
right.
to watch the short.
Oh, definitely.
The banana short.
Yep, definitely. Once again, we would like to give some special thanks to at Judge Funky
Judge
Boy on
Funky.
Twitter for the awesome theme that he provided for us. That's way just too cool. And to Mr. Brad Raven for the album art. That I mean, God, these guys did this work just we didn't even ask for it. They just completely volunteered. They're just like, oh hey, here. Like, oh my
Yeah, and it was
God, this is
so quick,
amazing.
too.
Yeah, it yeah, just my mind is completely and totally blown. I really do hope that we deserve it. I mean, you guys have just been so kind to us, and we just hope that we can pay it back. I mean, thank you so much for believing in us to the point where you've put in that level of effort for us. It's just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, both of you. At Judge Funky Boy and at Mr. Brad Raven on Twitter. These guys are awesome. You should definitely follow them. And that's Midnight Movie Nights number two. I'm sorry, I'm still, staring at the show notes, looking at these guys. I'm blown away. So let me try that again. I'm no longer looking at my computer. I'm at that. No, I'm not at that.
No, I'm
I'm
that.
I'm I'm falling apart here. Why don't you take it?
Okay. We're gonna end the movie nice now. I'm that fracking cat.
And I'm at that Marin. No, God, I can't do this. I'm so distracted now. I'm at Miranda Janelle on Twitter. He's at that fracking cat. He's worth following. I'm probably not, but hey, self-deprecating humor. Whatever. That's Midnight Movie Nights.
Go watch a movie.
Ooh, I like it.
Midnight Movie Nights.